else like him who will show genuine concern for your welfare. For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Christ. But you know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served me in the work of the gospel. Here is a man who has influenced millions, and you and me today, if we read the letter of Timothy or to Timothy. You leave a legacy, and you can't change that. You have already left a legacy for the years, the many years that you have lived. And your legacy is that which you leave behind. It's not about image management. Some live with image management, but believe me, it doesn't work. If people spend enough time with you, they know what is image and what is real. And the best ones who know what image and what is real is, by the way, your kids. You know, you can't pull anything off on them. But beyond that, there's people around you that you influence. People that just see you how you live. And that is shaped by your character. Character is what you do and what you say without thinking about it, without reflecting about it. And say, oh, I have to be an example right now, and that's why I do this. That's image management. Character is what you simply do and say without thinking, which also has been shaped over the years for who you become, who you have learned from, what type of person you have become. And you have left a legacy already. People have watched you. They are talking about you. Remember I mentioned that at the beginning. They do, if you want it or not. And we cannot control the outcomes of what they say, but let's think hard about this. What is the legacy that I have left? And it would be time to really take some time and reflect on that. Who am I? Who am I? On a day-to-day basis. What kind of person am I at work? When my coworkers, my boss, my employees see me every day, what kind of person am I? What kind of actions determine my life without thinking about it, without image management, thinking who I am? What kind of life have my children watched as I lived? Was it honest, with integrity? See, and you can have many wishes, and you can tell them many things, but what you do will shape them. What you do will shape them. What your values are, what you want them to take along. And, you know, the one thing that in our affluent society often takes precedent is that we want to set them up healthy and with a good endowment and good inheritance so that they can have a pretty fearless or warrior-less life. That's great. That's great. But is that it? When you face tragedy, like people right now in Fort McMurray, and nobody knows when tragedy hits at our door. We don't know. But it will. That's what we know. And we often refer back to in those days what we know, what we have learned, and what we have come to embrace as values. When the things that we have spent so much time investing in and getting and maintaining is taken away from us, what's left? And the question is there anything left? I hope there is. That there is a memory of faith, a memory of trust, a memory of, well, that's how my parents did that. That's how they went through a crisis. They prayed. And that taught me something about the Word of God. And let me also talk to you who have children who don't walk with God right now. We have no guarantee that they all, because of our example, follow Christ. And even if my best efforts, I live a life that is lived for God, I don't have the guarantee. They make the choices. At some point of time, they will. And gladly they do. They should. But you will remember, and they will remember what you instilled in them. I still remember back in our time when my brother had a rebellious time. I rebelled inside, he outside. I was not the one who showed it outside, but he did. He really rebelled. My dad, being a pastor, he hated this, and he hated this position. He hated to be looked at. He hated to be always under the scrutiny of what they do. So he came to church many times, the worst clothing that you can find. And in those days, it was a little bit different than today. Everybody came in suits, and he came with his oldest jeans and his hat on, and then he walked to church. He let his hair grow, and he was great. But he was this rebellious kid. He didn't talk to my parents for over 2 years. He lived in the same house. And then, years later, when my mother passed away, by the way, he came back and he turned his life around, and I'm really grateful for that. But years back, when my mother passed away, my brother and I had time to talk about life and talk about whatever happened, and we really rehashed a lot of history, and And there's one thing that he told me that encouraged me many times when I look at my own, raising my own children. But he said, you know what, all those years when I really did my own thing, I could not forget that my mother is praying for me. He said, I could not shake it. I didn't think of it all the time, but there were moments when you have those silent moments and you're quiet and all the glamour is gone, you know, and all by yourself. And he said, I couldn't shake it. I couldn't shake it that they're praying for me and that they think about me. And friends, that's the legacy that my mom left in his life and in my life. What kind of legacy do you want to leave? I'll give you a good one. How if your legacy is that you are a person who followed Jesus? How about that? A person who followed Jesus, who modeled Jesus as best as he or she could, and just modeled that in his or her life. Without compromises, just modeled that. How we made decisions, what we valued, what we bought and what we didn't buy, what we spent time with and what we didn't spend time with. It was influenced and penetrated by Jesus, the way he lived. Wouldn't that be a legacy to leave? That would be my greatest wish and desire for my life. That others could look and say, well, he modeled Jesus. Not perfect, by no means. But you could see it in him. You could see how he'd live and how he lived it with integrity and honesty and openness. And with that, it also includes that I can own up to my failures. I can apologize even to my kids when I've done wrong. When I know that was the right decision and have to own up to that. That I just lived honestly this kind of life. And you know, the good news for us and for you today is you can change the course of your life. You can change the direction of your life. You can change the legacy of your family. You can do this when you open yourself up to Jesus Christ. And there are many here today who could stand up and say, this is true. Because I had maybe someone in my family who didn't fall into this pattern of abuse or whatever it is, who just stood out and turned his or her life around and followed Jesus Christ. And it changed the trajectory of my family. You can be the one. Maybe you're still young and you're still building your life. You know, think about legacy and all this stuff. But you live a legacy. People know who you are, no matter how old or young you are. There's something that will follow you. A reputation. What is it? What do you want to impress others with? What is worth impress others with? I only remember that the legacy that my daughter left is something I would like to follow. No matter how young she was, she was by no means perfect. She gave us more grief than anyone else. But she followed Jesus. She followed Jesus. What is your legacy? What legacy do you want to leave? Maybe today is a time when you just spend some time and say, God, if I look back in my life, I have to clean up to do. There's things to confess. And I'm not on the right trajectory at this moment. My life is not where it should be. And you can come to Jesus Christ today and just simply bow before him and say, Jesus, please forgive me. That's what many have done before you, and I have done it too at some point of my life. And say, God, forgive me. Forgive me all the hurts, all the harm that I've caused in other people or in my family, in my coworkers, my neighborhood. Please forgive me. Let me be your follower. I want to change my life. Would you think that Jesus would honor this kind of prayer and say, awesome. He probably would say, finally. I've worked long enough that you get to this point. And then live very deliberately following Jesus. And just to give you another advice, you can't do this alone. Don't even try. Just join those who follow Jesus as well. And you may know here in our church, we have people who follow Jesus Christ. And we would love to help you with those steps and how to do this and keep us on track and help us to journey with him, and that we leave this kind of legacy to the next generation that can look up to you and to me and say, yeah, he or she influenced my life and shaped it forever, and I'm thankful. Let's pray. Our Father, we are so thankful for those who left a legacy before us. I'm so thankful for the people who have influenced my life. I'm so thankful for their faithfulness, thankful for their honesty, thankful for their dedication, devotion to you. And thank you for all these people that I live with right now and share life with who are influencing me and helping me to be more like you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for their dedication. Thank you for their commitment. Thank you for their sacrifice. And Father, this is now up to me and up to us. It's our turn to leave a legacy, to influence the people around us. And God, we may have heard today some things that have reminded us of some failures and some missteps and some things we have done in our lives that have not left a good influence. Father, we have also heard today that we can start all over again. This is the great message, the good news of Jesus Christ, that we can come to you, confess our sins, and that you are righteous and just to forgive us of our sins, and that we can walk and with you now and live a new life, and that we can make a change in our families as fathers to our children and our wives, and as mothers to our husbands and our children, as bosses to their co-workers and as co-workers to others, as neighbors and as friends. Fathers, there's new beginnings, and I pray that we have the honesty and start over again if it's needed. And let us be that kind of people who build a new generation, a generation that is influenced by the walk that we had with you, so that the kingdom may come, and that your will is done here on earth as it is in heaven. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.